Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, here we are at Freighters in Port Huron. It is St. Patrick's Day, and we are so happy to be here and so happy to continue this tradition. Joining us right now is Lisa Beeden. Lisa is Executive Director of Blue Water Developmental Housing.
Yes.
Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good. How are you, Paul?
You look great.
Thanks.
You got to describe, because we can't see you on the radio.
All right.
Describe what you're wearing.
I have on a T-shirt dress that is green and black plaid with my best Irish swag. I was donned with a beautiful headband this morning. With the green ribbon or a bow on top of my head, so I am in my best Irish gear this morning.
I mean, it looks good. You're definitely all set for St. Patrick's Day. Look, we're here with the United Way of St. Clair County, and your organization, Blue Water Developmental Housing, certainly benefits from the United Way, right?
We do. We actually manage Sanborn Gratiot Memorial Home, which is a 32-bed licensed home for the aged in Port Huron. And it's Sanborn that is an affiliated organization. And so we are happy to be a partner with the United Way because they help us provide beds and services for our seniors. We actually have 4 beds that are allocated for homeless seniors or seniors that are at risk of homelessness. And the United Way funding that we receive helps subsidize those beds so that we can have someplace for those seniors to come in while they get back on their feet.
It's really a very special organization, one that I think a lot of people don't really necessarily know about, even though they drive by the Gratiot Sanborn home every day.
Yeah, so we're working on that. We don't want to be the best kept secret anymore. We're right on Gratiot and Garfield, mm-hmm. Cherry. That's our kind of our corner. I know the name kind of throws it off with being Sanborn Gratiot, but it was actually the Sanborn family that donated some money way back in the day. And of course, when someone, you know, bequeaths you a large sum of money,
you put
their name on the building. So that's how we became Sanborn Gratiot. But we are right kind of kitty corner from Palmer Park, and our seniors are there. We have about 30 seniors with us right now that are living their best assisted life right now. And we actually have a senior with us today. We're excited. We really focus on inclusion and getting our seniors out in the community and keeping them as active as we can. So as often as we can help get them out into the community, we also bring the community into them. So and the United Way helps us do all of that.
Pretty special place indeed, and that's why, you know, when we talk about giving to the United Way, you're not just giving to one organization, but to several, including yours.
Yeah, and the United Way is great about looking at the needs of the community, and while maybe homeless seniors aren't top of mind for everyone, the United Way is aware of the need, and they help kind of fill those gaps in our community, and I think that's really important that we have someone that is looking at the county as a whole, and how do we fill those gaps, and how do we reach those underserved communities?
So people should come here and have a nice start to their St. Patrick's Day and support the United Way, right?
Absolutely. It's an Irish holiday. Someone told me earlier that you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning. So I think today would be a day to try that. I won't do that because I'll go back to work after this. But
if you must, I'm trying to encourage people to call in sick. You know, do what you got to do.
Irish. Don't lie.
Call in Irish. There you go. Bingo. There you go. And everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's
Day.
That's right. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. I know some people have important things like yourself they have to do at work. But if you can get the day off, come start your day here.
Yeah.
And that is a great old adage. You can't drink all day if you don't start early in the morning. And that's what some of us are doing here this morning. As far as you know, I've just got coffee in this cup.
Yeah, but, Irish coffee.
it might be. I'm not saying. So, Lisa, thanks for being here. Good to see you.
Good morning. Thanks, Paul.
Lisa Beeden with us on WPHM from Freighters Eatery and Tap Room in Port Huron, which is where we are celebrating St. Patrick's Day and have every year for several years. We're going to talk with the sheriff of St. Clair County, Matt King, is here. He'll join us next on WPHM.